Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and if it wasn't live radio, I couldn't say my name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Hey, RoboPaul, we don't know what we're doing, do we?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen 5 seconds from now. I'm not the Lord. And I don't care because I trust him for all of it. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one baby Ruth bar. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Have our devotional diamonds of the day. Got some doozies. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I wish people would stop liking that so much. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're very, very, very thrifty people and we don't want to spend.
I need about $350.
Don't want to spend it. Humor that will force you to think, okay, one, why am I listening to this radio show? And two, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent questions, both. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Have you turned on your television? Have you read the newspaper? Jesus could be here tomorrow. Asking life's questions about life's questions. And here at the moment is life's questions. Here's a daily double. Okay, here you go. Now, let's just think this through. Now, I want you to think this through. Get into this and think this through. Ready? Why is it that rain drops, but snow falls? Why does rain drops, but snow falls? One drops, one falls. You know, that's good. Listen to this. Why is the third hand on the watch always called the second hand? I don't know these things. Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes. These are sound effects placed at the wrong time, which got nothing to do with the show. Isn't that fun?
How did I beat you? You're too fast.
You're too fast.
Do you believe that my being stronger or faster has anything to do with my muscles in this place?
I don't know how big your muscles.
You think that's air you're breathing now?
Oh, what a good line that is. What a great line from that movie. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, that thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, guess what, RoboPaul? Wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, you're in for 2 hours of what?
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola. Have you noticed when the weather changes, so does your problem with insects and maybe even rodents in your home? They don't like the cold, they don't like the rain, but they sure do like the warm, dry nooks and crannies of your home. I know, as a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So I make sure that our specialists respond to your call for help. We're here to keep those unwanted guests out of your home. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods at very affordable rates. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control. 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial pest control. Call us, Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want
and a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Okay. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm talking to you with tissues right now. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. For those of you that don't know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, oh, come on. By now? Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience. Don't look at the pictures Brian K. Smith are taking of me having tissues in my nose. Anyway, if you go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, you like it, and or make a comment, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There you go. RoboPod, look at these tissues. What do you think? Is that a nice look?
Looks good.
Thank you. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our very good friend Brian Holland. And Zero Res, now here's the thing about Zero Res. They use scientifically proven powered water. The carpets, you know what? They're safe for the pets, safe for the kids, safe for the allergy sufferers. Do you guys want to know this? Is this important? The techs are really polite. Yeah, got that. They know what they're doing. Good. They're prompt. Good. They're professional. Good. What's the deal? It works. Who cares? It works. You call them, 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. The special, until they tell me otherwise, hint, hint, is right now two rooms for $99. Plus, they do a 10-foot hallway if you give a can of food to the local food bank. The dealios on that is that you also get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee because they're not wet and jet people. Got that? 858-486-4100 if you want carpets done well. How well? Well, they do mine, they do KCBQ's, and they do KPRZ's carpets. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Thank you very much. Okay, a little bit of news before we get into the heart of the show, which today we're going to be talking about tuitions, half-price tuitions, plus a few other things. We've got all these stories, all these interviews, all this stuff, plus I have co-hosting with me, to a degree, co-hosting with me, the famous Brian K. Smith, who's right now texting on his phone, where he's probably trying not to be nervous. Ha! We'll see how that goes. But here's the bottom line. Oh, by the way, we're going to do a sound check now for Don Shell, okay? Just so we can have that on record. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what I found out? RoboPaul, you ready for this? Guess who's coming to the show next month? Guess who's coming into the David Spoon Experience?
I'm thinking somebody pretty cool.
Somebody kind of significant in power, authority, and influence in the Hollywood realm. Mark Burnett and Roma Downey are going to be making a reappearance. They're going to be spoonized again in Spoonanity Land right here. Why? Because on the big screen, get this. February 28th, 2014, get this, the movie, The Son of God. Ooh, baby. That's so much better than some of the movies where they come out like, you know, all these like depressing things, the end of this and the end of this. How about this? The Son of God, Mark Burnett, Roman Dodd, doing another movie a Bible-based movie. Get this. It's coming out February 28th, 2014. There's three things to know. One, you can go to Yahoo Movies homepage, and it says that it talks about the Bible coming back. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, a movie about the Son of God that will honor Jesus the proper way, and I bet at the end they won't forget to resurrect him. Good idea. Number two, if you want more information about the movie, you go to sonofgodmovie.com. It's not overly complex. sonofgodmovie.com. Number three, just keep listening time in and time out. We'll tell you what's going on. It's very exciting, by the way, to have them not just participating on the show, but taking their stand in the industry and saying, you know what? Let's do a movie that represents Jesus. Let's make it powerful. Let's make it accurate. Let's connect with it and let's show it to people. And thereby, let's communicate the gospel. Amen to that and to them. I appreciate that they're willing to throw their careers on the line, so to speak. Coming out February 28th, 2014. Nice. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to talking to Mark and Roma again. Very cool. Okay. Hence, end the sound check right there. Is it like an air check? They say it's an air check. I don't even know what that means. They say the word air check, I think of air supply. I don't even know what that means. Do an air check. Is it air? Is there air? Hello? Testing? One, two. There's air. And there's Craig walking by. What? Is it a tech problem? No, it's not a tech. Get out of here. All right, here we go. You know what we're doing today?
Abuse the microphone.
Okay, don't abuse the microphone. Okay, anyway, here's the bottom line. Not that the equipment's old as he is. Are you kidding me? Sheesh. You know, when he was born, there was no Red Sea. It was still sick. Uh-huh. Okay, so we're doing half-price tuition sale day today. Is that what it's called? What is it called? Brian, welcome Brian K. Smith, the famous Brian K. Smith. Welcome.
Well, thank you, David. It's good to be here. It is called the one-day sale of half-price tuitions.
The one-day sale of half-price tuitions.
Exactly. Kind of rolls off the tip of your tongue.
Not really, but okay. So it's the one, it's the half price tuition one day sale,
exactly.
Or the one day sale of the half price tuition. Which one?
It's both. A lot of people obviously think about school near the end of the school year. You know, summertime. You enjoy the time off, and you start thinking about, okay, maybe we should get serious about school. Well, what we've come up with is really the decision of where you put your children into school happens all year round. And if it's something you're considering in the next few months, now's the time to get good, timely, accurate information.
Okay, let's talk about a couple places they can get that good, timely, accurate information. First and foremost, I know they can go to kprz.com, right, and get information on the website.
kprz.com, keyword tuition.
Tuition. Now, is there any banners up there, or is it one of the big 10 little thingies? I mean, it's got to be something up there somewhere.
Exactly. It's one of those 10 thingies. But on keyword search, if you push click on tuition, up will pop our half-price tuitions, which shows the schools participating, and it shows a map in San Diego County of where these schools are located.
Okay, so that's a good thing, because then you can know where the map is so you can know how it applies. Because basically, if you're living in Oceanside, you're probably thinking twice about taking your child, you know, to Julian. That could be far. You know, it might be worth it if you think the education's there, but I mean, it still could be. That's far, isn't it?
It snows in Julian, too, I've heard.
It does?
It does.
I know they got the pies, but snows there?
They have apples, yes.
They have nothing to do because it snows. So they make pies. That makes sense to me. This is why we need education in the Christian realm, because these are the kind of things that I need to help with. All right, so there's a couple things to talk about. So the half-price tuition you can access through kprz.com. If you go to the search, you can type in tuition, and that information will pop up. You're sitting there and you're thinking, well, why do we want to, you know, is it important to have our children have that opportunity for Christian education? First and foremost, we're not guilters here, okay? Being born and raised Jewish and having the wonderful Jewish mom that I did, and I did have this, and I had personally, if the Lord comes down, give me a little test. Give me a lie detector test. I've had my mom call me in the past and say, you never call me.
Wow.
And then I'll turn around and say, what's going on, Mom? And she'll say, don't ask. And I'm like, you know, there's got to be a way to win in this. I just haven't figured out what it is yet. But I've gone through that death process.
Did she call you David, or did she have a term of endearment?
I cannot say that on the air because we could get fined. But let me just say, that I was the favorite.
Oh, of course.
Okay, you know, I was the favorite. But then again, my brother and my sister, you know, if you think I'm a lunatic, they're not lunatics. They're just ticks. Oh. There's a substantial difference if you understand that. Only brothers and sisters would understand that. So if you're a brother or sister, you understood that. Got a couple things going on. We have our first guest, actually, is on the phone with us already. So I think we'll bring him in and go along. Is that okay? Can we do that? You don't mind, do you, Robo Paul? Robo Paul running the things today. He's going to be working. Are you working on Thanksgiving, by the way? Are you working Thanksgiving?
I believe I am.
Do you ever not work?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Who do we got on the phone? I think we have Larry Rich on the phone. So I think Larry Rich is with us. Larry, you're there with us?
I am. How are you, David?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Well, I want to talk about half-price tuition, and I want to get your feedback and your thoughts on the process of us as a radio station and you as a partner with us and working together with us on the idea of trying to help the kids not just get the Christian education, but help the parents understand that we're trying to work with them. What do you think of the program that we're trying to create here and get generated in San Diego?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to partner with a Christian radio station that has morals and values and likes to share that with its listeners. Two, I think this is a great opportunity for us to give somebody who's interested in that kind of a characteristic of education an opportunity to have half-price education through the radio station. It's a great opportunity. I would take advantage of it.
Exactly. And for our listeners, Larry is the principal for the Escondido Adventist Academy, a rather new school up there in North County. I think, what, you've been around for 103 years, Larry?
Well, it's actually 110, but who's counting, right?
Wow. Wow. One of the fascinating things about Escondido Adventist, and I'm realizing it's with a lot of schools, Christian and non-Christian, is that they're international students that attend. So if you could imagine that you're at a school and an international student asks about the foundation of the country or asks about one nation under God, how that question might be answered at Escondido Adventist versus being answered in a public school.
Well, I mean, it's the first thing that strikes me is that we can actually pray to a God that we believe in, and Amen. We promote that because we have a purpose, and we have a purpose because a loving Creator created us for that purpose. I mean, it all kind of ties together. It makes sense.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, in regards to praying in school, right now, I mean, now it's gotten to the point where if anybody prays in school, we're going to be talking about this in the next couple of segments. But if anybody prays in school, now you got atheist groups that are calling up going, oh, you can't pray in school. You can't pray in school. And even though it's really cute to say, oh, if there's tests in school, kids will always be praying. And that sounds cute. That sounds great. The reality is that in the public school sector right now, it's a very large push to get God, and they can't get him out per se, but to try and diminish or dilute or pervert what God has accomplished for his children, what he's trying to do in his love and his reach to people. And it seems to me like a school like yours is going, you know what, that's enough of that. Let's raise our kids with the understanding that there is God in heaven and that he loves us, and this is not all about humanism and secularism and promoting mankind.
You hit the nail right on the head. What we can do is provide that environment and school climate that it is safe to worship the way you believe. And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that right now, David, because we're getting into the Christmas season. And it's also, I call it a silly season because people are so caught up in what you can say, what you can't say about whether it's Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever, to try to keep that religious connotation away from people, even in a spirit of giving, you know, like Christmas, they try to diminish that. And, you know, we're able to do that on a daily basis, talk about what we believe, and it's just refreshing, and it's also there's a kind of a comfort level knowing that you're at a place where people believe the same way you do, and if you don't believe that way, that's fine too, because we accept all faith, all denominations at our school, but we do have that biblical moral compass that we can follow.
You know, I think that's the key right there, is that what people will follow if they're not following a biblical standard. If they're not following the Lord, if they're not making that pursuit in the proper way, then the next substitution usually for man becomes man. It becomes man's self, man's science, man's understanding. And it creates, I think, a moral finite mentality, which then gives permission for people to do what kind of whatever they want. The philosophy, do it if it feels good, do it. And there's little recourse, they think, from an eternal perspective. And that the result of that is what we're seeing in our nation right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything is backwards. I just came from some meetings a week ago, and you know, California just passed this bill about what I like to say: if somebody is sexually challenged and they're not sure which direction they want to go to, boys' bathroom or girls' bathroom, so to speak.
Yeah.
And here's literally 0.3% of the population are getting this law passed because they want to have a sense of comfortability within themselves, and yet it's making 99.7% of the population potentially uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's all backwards.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have that moral compass that comes from biblical principles.
No, that's exactly right.
Amen. Another component that I think a lot of at Escondido Adventist and a lot of these great Christian schools around the county, when I was younger and used to have hair on the top of my head, so it was a long time ago, but I volunteered in junior achievement, and so I was in several public schools. And you could tell the difference of a public school that had a lot of parent participation, and those that didn't have a whole lot of participation. And one of the things I really love about Escondido Adventist and all the other Christian schools that are participating is it's a partnership. It's collaboration with the family, with the church, and the school all together.
That's right. You're right. I mean, I've heard this. I'm sure that your listeners have heard this a lot, too. But you can take a three-legged stool and put the church, the home, and the school, and make those the three legs, and you can sit upright. But if you take one of those legs away, what happens to the stool? It falls apart.
That's right. That's right, man. That's it. Hey, Larry, nice job, man. Nice job. I mean, we just tagged you, had you call in. We're doing this promotion for half-price tuition. We want people to sign up at your school and all the surrounding schools. Nice job. Way to participate.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay,
and
we're going to
have a great afternoon and a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. You too as well. You too as well. Eat more than you can or more than you should just for the fun of it, just so you can say to PETA.
There you go.
All right, man. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, co-hosting with me, Brian K. Smith, the famous. We're here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ. Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14 helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
KPRZ is going to beat Black Friday by putting aside Monday, November 25th as our one-day sale on all our Christmas tuitions.
Wow! That's a low price!
That's right. All day, November 25th, sign on to KPRZ.com and you can buy a whole year's worth of tuition for that special student at a Christ-centered school for a half price.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
We'll even present you with a gift wrap gift certificate that you can place under the tree for that special child.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
So this year, forget about the malls and log on to KPRZ.com on Monday, November 25th for our one-day half-price tuition sale.
If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you.
And Merry Christmas from all of us at AM 1210 KPRZ.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor-recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. This Thanksgiving, let the chefs at Omni La Costa Resort and Spa do the cooking for you. Their traditional and elegant Thanksgiving buffet features all of your favorites, served in Omni La Costa's festive poinsettia ballroom. Visit lacosta.com for menus and Thanksgiving details.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Georgia. Welcome back. Oh, there I am. I knew I'm there somewhere. I'm always in there somewhere, aren't I? That's like in people's minds. I'm always there somewhere. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control. And our very own good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. How many live reads have sounds? That can't be that many. I don't care. Anyway, Sue's very own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms. And so when she got involved in the business, she said, no. E. coli uses only microwave electrogun patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Because we know it's not a jumpy jump when it covers the whole house, okay? Nobody thinks that the birthday party is that big. Here's the dealio. It's because they're at the 30-year anniversary, it's $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. You go to ecolatermite.com, E-C-O-L-A, termite.com. Also, Sue has her very own show here on KPRZ.
Right here.
Wow. 4 p.m. Saturdays. Inspirational. She doesn't really do the show about the pest control stuff. She does the show that's inspirational. She's like a ball of energy. She's the only person that's got more energy than me.
Wow.
That I know of.
That you know of.
That I know of. Except for the football coaches. Those get 21-hour days. I'm post-50. That wouldn't work. 800-332-BUGS. $50 off any initial pest control. $100 off any termite work. We want you to say hello to Sue Freeze. If you get some initial pest control with her and tell her you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you get a free lollipop.
Sweet.
Yeah, I made that up. I'm just saying. A couple things to tell you that are going on. I mean, there's just not the least of these. What are we doing? We're talking about half now. Here's the title. I don't get the title. Half price tuition special one-day sale day.
Perfect. Sort of. Almost. Exactly. So people value education. They value quality education. And so we are promoting, we've partnered with 14 schools here in San Diego. We're on the cusp. We're on the edge of partnering with another 4 schools here in the next couple of weeks. So we're super excited about that. But we're giving parents a great opportunity to partner with a Christian school. And for the first year, it's half price tuition. It's an incredible deal. We want people to ask questions, look for more information, contact us, go online, kprz.com. Keyword is tuition. Check it out. Call the station. But it's great information. KPRZ.com, keyword tuition, and check out these incredible deals at Christian schools.
Okay, so here's the dealios on that, too. You got parents, you got grandparents, you got friends, you got all this, the whole connections, right?
Well, I'm confused. What's a dealio?
It's a dealios.
Okay, well, what's a dealios?
It's like a deal, but it's an eos.
Oh, okay.
It's an eos deal.
Then, yes, that's exactly the dealios.
That's what I said. So the bottom line to that is you've got parents, grandparents, all these, and anybody that has an opportunity to do that, it's 50% off. Now wait. Like I said, we're not guilters, okay? We're not trying to say, oh, you must go. You must, no, you must not. You must do what the Lord tells you, because you don't, nobody else, including your pastor or any other leader, has a heaven or a hell to put you in, okay? So let's at least keep the place where it is. You, listener, obey the Lord, okay?
Amen.
Now, the Lord's not going to tell you to do something that's contrary to his word, and he's certainly not going to tell you to do something that's contrary to who and what he is, but you follow the Lord. That's your job. Now, if the Lord is prompting and touching and moving you and saying, hey, you should check into this, then you should do that as well. You should check into it, find out, get a handle on it, and find out the information and see if it's the right fit. And that's what we're hoping for, is to put children, youngins, youth together with Christian education. Why? Well, there's a couple reasons why. Let's pick up the first one. I'm just going to pick this up. I know Cindy's just getting on the phone, but I got to do this real quickly. So grab Cindy, tell her, hold on a second. Here's why, ladies and gentlemen. Because in the Portland school district, in the public schools, the administrators are saying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist.
Wow.
I want that to sink in for a second so you can really get the fullness of that. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist because you're mixing peanut butter and jelly. Now, of course, they didn't say Reese's cups are racist.
No.
Because then you're mixing chocolate with peanut butter, and by golly, if somebody steps in the way of that, it could be a freight train that runs them over. But what they are saying is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. Why? Because it's the public school, and they can say stupid things like that. That's the problem right there. Do you want your kid to grow up thinking, God, like a PB&J? Oh, I got to go to sensitivity training. Don't cut that crust off. Don't toast it. Okay. On the phone with us, ladies and gentlemen, is a very good friend of mine named Cindy. Cindy Lafler. Cindy, are you there with us?
I am.
How you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So anyway, people don't know it, but Cindy's a good friend of mine who's been got involved in the half-price tuition program, took advantage of the opportunity, got involved, got her son in a Christian school, is paying, you know, half the price of what she normally pay. Let me ask you this, Cindy. How's that working out?
Oh, my gosh. It's been the hugest blessing. First of all, the financial stress it's relieved from being able to place our son in a Christian environment without it being quite the burden that it would normally be, although well worth it. Half price is much better than full price.
Spoken like a true friend of mine right there. I was just reading this story. I don't know if you heard it or not, but in Portland, in the public schools now, they're saying that peanut butter and jelly is racist.
I can't even, that is, I guess they have to come up with something, because aren't they smoking weed, like, legally there?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes,
yes,
they've been doing that for 100 years in Portland. That's part of the problem. That's why they're not very, they're very smart there. The mega insanity of that, where they're teaching things like that. But now your son is going to one of the Christian schools in our program, and he's getting the education of a lifetime, isn't he?
He, you know what? He truly is. He is receiving not only a higher academic education, he's receiving the same education but through a Christ biblical viewpoint. So they're still learning evolution, but they're learning it from a Christ biblical viewpoint. They're still learning algebra and all of the other things that they teach at public school without the minutiae, but through the eyes of Christ and with the biblical viewpoint. So they would know only not only the things that are required to know and to get a proper education, they're also knowing what it is other people are taught in other schools, why we believe what we believe, and how come you believe what you believe based on the words in God's word. And it's just great. It has been a huge, he's flourished at this particular school, and he's growing spiritually, he's growing academically. He's in middle school, which is a very, very awkward age anyway, and he's just done nothing but he's bloomed. He's flourished. He's doing great.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time I saw him, it looked like he was blooming physically, too, because he was taller.
He's had quite the growth spurt. And I'm not sure that's from the school, but hey.
No, it's because it's half price, and therefore you guys can allow him to grow so you can buy some clothes.
And we can buy more food.
Yeah.
And you know what? Peanut butter and jelly every night.
That's right. As long as it's the right peanut butter and the right jelly. But watch the crust. You gotta, okay. So here's the thing I want to say. In this particular situation, you've got your son. Now, he's been involved in private school before. Has he been involved in public school? Has this kind of been a bouncing thing, or has he pretty much been in private school his whole life?
The majority of his life was private. We did have a go at the public school. Didn't work out really great, but we did give it a shot. And thank the Lord that he provided a way for us to get Matt back into a Christian environment.
And then
just a huge, huge difference.
And you guys, because of Matt, and this is, I think, an important point that a lot of people miss. You guys, because of Matt getting involved, he's in the school, he's flourishing, he's doing great. It draws you and your husband in to the scenario where you're engaging with other Christians, you're participating in fellowship, you're helping advance the kingdom of God because you're supporting what he's learning and what he's processing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when that happens, do you then feel like, man, I'm doing my duty to raise my son with as many equipping tools as I can?
Oh, absolutely. Because he's not only getting the support from home and the teaching at home, as well as church, as well as youth group. He's also getting it at school, but he's getting it not just at school, but in a way that he can defend his faith. And he's around other kids his age where it's cool to do well and it's cool to be a Christian and you're not a nerd and you're not an outcast and you're not different. And when you are different from the other kids at the mall, it's in a positive way. And there's just the way it should be, just the way Scripture says to be. You are bringing up your child with the surrounding them with biblical beliefs, with God's word, in raising them in with every opportunity of learning the truth and dealing with the world through the truth.
Yeah, so you're bringing him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So that's the big part of that, is that you're training him, giving him the tools, and he's flourishing. And by the way, just because I know you guys so well and you're extremely great friends of mine, you're doing an excellent job with your son. Your first son, who happens to be one of my son's best friends, well, that's my comment there.
Around.
Yeah, I know. Send him back through. That's what you got to do. All right. Great job, Cindy. Great job in communicating, telling people what's going on, and the advantage of private Christian school. You did an excellent job. And all I can say for your sake and for Matt's sake and for Rob's sake is make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and do it as unto the Lord, because whatever we do it as unto the Lord.
You know, I will never eat PB&J again without thinking of that and praying for our country. I'll tell you what.
That just tells you how far out we are. That's the key. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I might let Brian K. Smith actually talk. Who knows? We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
No one cleans up turkey, cranberry sauce, or pumpkin pie like Zero Res. Chances are high one of those delicious dishes will get dumped on your carpet. You use the absolute best ingredients to make them, so use the absolutely best to clean them. For years, you've heard us say Zero Res is the best, so why haven't you tried them? Zero Res's patented alkaline water cleans better, and no one but Zero Res has it. That's right, no one. You will see, feel, and love the difference. Your carpet will feel soft and smell fresh. Zero Res works wonders on area rugs and upholstery too. Zero Resify your entire home before the holiday. Call today and get two rooms carpet cleaned and sanitized for just $99, and get a 10-foot haul for free if you donate a can of food to a food bank. You heard that right. Oh, and businesses get free quotes. Call 858-486-4100 before Saturday for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100, or book online at zeroressandiego.com.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet? KPRZ is going to beat Black Friday by putting aside Monday, November 25th as our one-day sale on all our Christmas tuitions.
Wow! That's a low price!
That's right. All day, November 25th, sign on to KPRZ.com and you can buy a whole year's worth of tuition for that special student at a Christ-centered school for a half price.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
We'll even present you with a gift wrap gift certificate that you can place under the tree for that special child.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
So this year, forget about the malls and log on to KPRZ.com on Monday, November 25th for our one-day half-price tuition sale.
If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you.
And Merry Christmas from all of us at AM 1210 KPRZ.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
For one night only, Jackson & Associates Sports Entertainment Management presents An Evening of Hope with Grammy Award winner and gospel praise powerhouse Israel Houghton and New Breed.
Anybody got a testimony? Do you mind if I just tell my story?
On Friday, December 6th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., An Evening of Hope comes to the historic Balboa Theater with a concert benefiting City of Hope Hospital and Cancer Research Center.
Wait, wait.
Start the Christmas holiday season with an opportunity to come together to honor the memory of loved ones who have been lost to cancer and pay tribute to those who have survived their battles with cancer. Tickets and information, contact San Diego Theaters Ticketing at 619-570-1100. That's 619-570-1100. Or visit Ticketmaster.com.
I want you to know you're close.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Toys for Joy. Wait, we had them on Friday. You know that we had Debbie Smith on and we had Margaret Diggs on. And you know, Margaret, that's Miles' sister. Did you know that?
It was a great interview.
It was a great interview. And I wanted to, I forgot to mention, by the way, because you know why? Not that smart. I forgot to mention they're doing a business benefactor deal. So if you get into Toys for Joy and you give $1,000 to the Toys for Joy, like through the station, you can get 20 60-second commercials, absolutely produced, top-notch, top quality, top voicing, top production. Most likely Cameron will be doing most of the work because he does most of the work around here anyway. All of us usually sit in the waiting room and just wait for Cameron to finish.
What does top-notch actually mean?
Well, there's different notches on a post, and the top notch is the highest notch.
Oh, so we want the top notch.
Yes, correct. So if you want any more information, two ways to do it, kprz.com or call the station. You know you can call the radio station anytime. You can call them and complain about me. It's not going to get me off the air because I still have a 23-and-a-half-year contract. You can try. Good luck. My lawyer's bigger than yours. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is Toys for Joy. They were really fun, weren't they?
They were.
I was thinking about having them back before they do the event.
I think you should. It was a great interview. You know, my sister's name is Debbie.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've never misspelled another name because one year on her birthday, I spelled her name D-E-B-B-I-E. And she doesn't spell her name with an I-E.
Your sister doesn't?
No, she spells it with a Y. I've never really seen my sister talk to me like that before, David.
Why is why you did that? Why did you do that? We're talking about a half-price tuition. We're going to take a short little break for that because we have somebody calling in at 3 o'clock, so I want to do a DDD. For those of you that don't know, that's a devotional diamond of the day. For those of you that don't care, what are you listening for? I don't understand. We're doing the half-price tuition day, day one day sale, 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 day one day half-price tuition thing. And so we've had a couple of people call in. We're having a couple more people call in next hour. But in the meantime, we want to make sure in our show we do a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah. Do you realize a family actually called in already today based on this great promotion? Well done, sir.
Okay. They called in already? Did they say, who is that guy? Who is that guy? You know what? The real problem is when I come home, my dog is starting to say, who is that guy? Which is not fun anymore because he used to come in and go, oh, it's the great hunter who always brings food. He goes out, he comes back and brings all these plastic bags of food. Now I come back to the house during after a show and the dog goes, you belong here? I think my dog's taken over the house. I'm kind of concerned about that.
Well, isn't that a good thing?
No. Yeah. As soon as he pays rent, it's great. All right. Let's do a DDD real quickly. This will be an easy one, even for my good friend, Robo Producer, because I'm only going to use one verse. See? One verse? What? What? One verse? Yeah, sure. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. Okay. That's all you got to write down over there, Robo. There's nothing else you got to put. Here's what I want, because I want to talk about this. I like the spiritual teachings. They're important to me. And they're important, by the way, you're thinking, well, why? Do you have to teach it? Do you have to hear the sound of your own voice? No, that's what the radio show is for. The teaching part of it is so that I can hear also and do it with you, learn to grow and develop and be strengthened in the Lord with you. This is not me being like, oh, he knows it all. Yeah, talk to my wife. She'll tell you otherwise. Anyway, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1 says this. Now listen to this. This is a really good one. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt is with you.
Amen.
Ooh, that's a good one, right? That's good right there. So here's the deal. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see the horses and chariots and the people are more numerous than you, what does that mean for you and I? Ready? When it's bigger than you. When it's bigger than me. When whatever you're facing is bigger than you, more numerous than you, larger than you, stronger than you. You don't understand, Dave, I can't pay this, or I don't know how to talk to this person about this, or this really hurts me, or this takes this, and this does this, and it's bigger than I am. Right. That's exactly what we're talking about. When you're walking your walk, when you're doing your thing with the Lord, and you're going forward, and you encounter a scenario, a situation. Now, by a situation, that can be certainly finances, but that can be personal. That can be a relationship situation. When you're in a relationship that's so awkward, that's so unhealthy, and when the situation is bigger than you, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't really have to explain that. You've been into 1,000 of those situations just like I have. And when people go, well, the Lord will never give you more than you can handle. First of all, it's talking about temptation. And second of all, often he gives us more than we can handle. So we're that much more dependent upon him. And often it has to be a miracle that delivers us on purpose.
Amen.
So that when you find that deliverance, what do you know? You know it's the Lord. It's the Lord doing it. Sometimes the situation is impossible on purpose so that we run after the Lord and not try and solve it on our own. So you like that, though? That bigger, that's a good thing, isn't it?
That's good. I love the way you say impossible.
You like the way I say impossible?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's impossible. Anyway, so it's bigger when it's bigger than you and me, when it's bigger than us. When you're facing a, you know, if you ever worked with a client, if you ever work with a client, you're like going, oh my gosh, this situation is like, you're like a buzzsaw, right?
Maybe once.
Okay. that's a kind of a fib. Or if you take a nail and you just want to thrust it through because you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't handle it. I've been through that many times. I won't say where, when, or why. But it's to the point is the situation's bigger than you. Here's what the Lord says. Here's the first thing he says. I love this. When the chariots of the people are more numerous than you, the chariots is the situation, people's relationships. Ooh, good, good. Do not be afraid of them. The first thing the Lord tells you to do is not be afraid. The tendency for us in our situations and our encounters is to get seized by fear. Amen. And you know what fear does more than anything else? It paralyzes you. And you're thinking, what are you talking about? Remember that scripture in Peter where it talks about the devil walking around like a roaring lion? Roar! You know what that does? That does to the prey? It paralyzes them. They can't move. And then the lion doesn't have to be that fast, which shows you why in a lot of the cartoons, lions are fat. They're just kind of strolling over. Look, he's paralyzed in fear. I don't have to do nothing. Now I'm just going to eat him. It's like that's the problem there is that fear kind of immobilizes us. And so what the Lord is saying is do not be afraid. Do not be paralyzed. Do not be immobilized. When the situation's beyond you, greater than you, and all that stuff, do not do that. Why? This is why. For, it gives you the reason. The word for means for, the conclusion to why you shouldn't be. The Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt is with you. The same God that saved you, that delivered you, that strengthened you, that heard those prayers, that answered that request, that put that little baby blanket around you when you were feeling insecure and told you that you were loved. That same God who when you said, please, Jesus, I need a new life. And God said, yes, that same God is with you, not against you, not trying to ruin your life or give you all these trials just so you can like be a person who's full of electricity and shock systems. That's not what the Lord's doing. He's with you. He's your partner. He's your friend. Yes, he is your Lord. Yes, he is your master. But that ultimate pursuit, man, what he said of Abraham, oh, a friend of God. Come on now. How cool is that? How'd you like to be called a friend of God? That's a friend in heaven, a friend in high places right there. That's up there. He's your partner. He works with you. He's for you. He's on your side. When the situation is bigger than you, when it's stronger than you, when it's more numerous than you, when it's more powerful than you, don't be afraid because the Lord is with you. And the big key that nobody likes to say out loud is you and God, that's a majority. If it's you and God, you are now the majority, no matter what happens, because God is the majority. Isn't that cool? Love it. That was very good. You know, Robo Producer, I must say, the timing of that sound effect was splendiferous. Very good job, sir. All right. Thanks for being a good sport, Brian, having to listen to me because sometimes I just have to, you know, it's like a soapbox. You get on a soapbox. And the thing about a soapbox is wouldn't it be slippery? Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Brian K. Smith is going to do it with me all over again. Another hour of fun-filled, fantastic school information, plus other weird stories like peanut butter jelly being racist.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.